USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, hindering relief efforts. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Americans can now order free COVID-19 test kits online as the White House moves to boost testing capabilities amid a surge of the Omicron variant. A federal government website went online Tuesday. The address is covidtests.gov. The problem for people with symptoms now, it will typically ship within 7 to 12 days of ordering. Chicago, Illinois is fining businesses for not demanding your COVID vaccine papers.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. Breitbart reported Tuesday the businesses are required to demand proof for those ages 5 and older. The rule applies to indoor dining establishments, fitness centers, and entertainment and recreation venues. The AP reports Chicago's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency has already issued 32 citations to 16 businesses. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will push for a vote in the Senate on voting legislation and an attempt to do away with the 60-vote filibuster rule. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney, also from New York, told Newsmax on Tuesday this is bewildering to lawmakers on her side of the aisle.
Well, let's just look at the facts. The Democrats in New York State, a 3-to-1 Democrat state, by a statewide referendum, voted down same-day registration and automatic registration. So that tells you where the Democrats are, which is bewildering why Chuck Schumer is going to particularly get up today and deliver a failure to the Democrats. The Democrats are talking about voter suppression. They need to enact those policies that you just showed, getting rid of voter ID, which, by the way, you know, I just had to show my vaccine, proof of my vaccine and a picture voter ID to get into a restaurant in D.C. last night. But I can't do that when I go to vote for something as important, as sacred as it is. And listen to the Democrats. They acknowledge that it is the profound act of self-governance is to vote. So, you know, the Democrats are just doing all of this because their policies are failing. People realize it. And the only way they're going to take over is going to be changing the rules, our election rules, and put them in charge because their policies are failing and people are moving to the Republican Party or to support Republican candidates in a larger margin than we've seen in decades.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.